Okay, if we can, I'd like to close on our charter first. Don't see Steve at the moment, but while we're waiting another minute here, if we can bring our charter up in front of us, that would be good. Okay, I have the document open in front now. Noki, you and Steve were exchanging messages yesterday. I've not looked at this since yesterday. I'm scrolling through. I don't see any comments left. So I guess that means everything has been resolved. Let me ask first, then, if anybody has any questions or concerns or comments that they want to make about our proposed charter. Okay, and I'm not hearing anything. So I'm going to take that as consensus that we are satisfied with our charter, and we will suggest to Steve that he take this and format it, clean it up, and put it up on our wiki page.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Now, one last thing I want to do here. I sent an email message to Steve. Oh. I was about to say I'm going to send Steve a text message, and it turns out I have a text message from Steve. He's saying that he's going to be a bit late this morning. And that the charter is good to go. All right. Well, that takes care of that. That was easy enough to see. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we got the charter settled, so that's a good thing. So I think the next step for us is to I know what I wanted to do. I forgot. So yesterday, I noticed yesterday, I hope everyone else here noticed it too, I didn't forward it to our list, but the EWG sent out a status report yesterday. I was actually able to grab it before I was traveling yesterday, and so before I had gotten on a plane, I was able to grab it and look at it. And it actually does have more detail about elements, data elements and information that they believe should be collected. So I think that this is going to be very useful and very helpful to us. And it looks like they have also already done quite a job in a survey of data elements that are captured by other registries and registrars. So I'm thinking that, you know, rather than our doing a survey, we might be able to make use of that. Has anyone else had a chance to look at that yet, or did anyone else notice and have any comments about that status report they issued yesterday?
I haven't seen it. Sorry.
No, that's okay. It is all kind of short notice. I understand that. I just happened to notice it more by accident than anything, to be honest with you. But it was good to have had a chance to take a look at it. They're now suggesting they're not going to be done until sometime early next year, which means it'll probably be into, you know, June or so before we really get community consensus on what they're doing, which is fine. But if you haven't taken a look at that report, you should. I will try and find a link here and see if I can get something sent to our list so that everyone has it and knows what they're looking at.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Forward EWG to the list. Okay. So I believe, as I recall, the next thing that we were supposed to focus on here was about the data elements, in fact. So it is kind of nice that we got this EWG report. But now it's kind of a shame that Steve is not here, because I thought Steve was going to provide the baseline for that for us.
I thought that he had sent something out with that in it, actually. He had sent out another email that had data elements from various registries in it.
Yeah, there was a document that was done for the WIRDS working group in the IETF, and quite a bit of work was done there, and they had a document, and some of that was work that Steve had done before. Okay, now I apologize for not being ready. I probably should be ready, but I am literally between trips here. I apologize. I'm actually leaving to head to the ICANN meeting as soon as we're done here.
Actually, it was in an email that he sent out on the 30th. Yes, that had a, I believe it has a GTLD registry data model on it, actually.
Data elements for GTLD. There we go. So, yes. So Steve has his questions down here at the bottom about reviewing these data elements and documents. Now, I haven't given them a detailed review in a while. Kind of have to look at them again myself. I apologize. But have other folks had a chance to look at these documents that Steve sent?
Hi, Jim. I'm on the line.
Ah, welcome, Steve. Thank you. So we're just getting started looking at the documents that you sent back on the 30th. Steve, maybe if do you have ready access to a computer where you are right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, could you forward a link for the EWG report to our list?
Sure, the EWG report.
Yeah, the status report they just published yesterday.
Sure, happy to do that. I'll do that in a moment.
Okay, so my question is, and Steve asks these questions in his message down here at the bottom, is how we're going to structure our discussion about data elements. I think, you know, our obligation here is to produce the requirements for internationalized registration data. The approach that I was proposing was that we begin to look at elements that are going to be present, and then we can talk about, then we can sort of back from that out and talk about what we think needs to be said in terms of the requirements for gathering that information and supporting internationalization. That was just the approach that I was suggesting, but I'm certainly open to other ideas or other ways to do this. We have this inventory. As I said, we now have an EWG inventory of elements too. They have some very nice descriptions of elements and why they're relevant, and actually they're beginning to list some optional elements too. So one question that I have is how we're going to look to structure what it is that we want to say. Do we want to consider what the EWG is doing in terms of mandatory versus optional versus registry specific? That looks like how they're going to structure things. Or do we want to consider something different based on internationalization requirements? And, you know, more importantly, now that we have these inventories, what would folks like to suggest we do is, as far as how to structure our discussion about getting requirements out of looking at the elements?
This is Sarmad. I'd like to go, Steve.
Please, Sarmad, go ahead.
So just thinking aloud at this time, to start with, I think what we need to do is, so we are more focused on internationalization layer in a way, I guess. So the core data requirements, I think we need to probably keep the same and see if keeping the same data requirements, we can internationalize that. And then add only things which we think are sort of required for internationalization in addition to the core thing. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that we focus on first just what EWG has issued and see if we can just internationalize that, and we can have a very parallel structure. And if a parallel structure is not possible, then we look at what is the minimal addition we need to do to make that possible.
So, Samad, I have a question. You used the phrase core data requirements. And did you mean a core set of data elements, or otherwise I'm not sure what you're referring to when you said core data requirements?
So I think the reference point is the list which I've not been able to see that yet, but I would imagine that the reference point would be the work by EWG. So eventually whatever EWG decides, or whatever the community eventually decides, I guess, would need to be internationalized. And what I'm saying is that we need to assess whether it is easily possible to have a parallel structure parallel internationalized structure. And if it is not possible to have a very parallel internationalized structure, then as a next step, we see what is the minimal addition or change in that data requirement to have something which is as parallel as possible.
Okay, so if I can just play this back to make sure I heard you properly. So when you're talking about core data requirements, you're suggesting that you're really referring to data elements and the information that's collected, and we should use the EWG report as our baseline, keeping in mind, of course, that none of that has community consensus yet, but it would probably head in that direction. Variances wouldn't be that significant, I wouldn't think. And then I think the second thing you were talking about is a parallelized structure. Were you suggesting that we might keep two systems going, a new internationalized system and whatever the old system is, and we would do both for a while? We would expect registries and registrars to do that?
So what I meant was that ideally for a ASCII element, we have a internationalized element, and ideally that would be a one-to-one relationship. So we start with that possibility, and where one-to-one relationship is not possible, then we look at what is then minimal possibility which can be done, or a simpler solution. So for example, one could say that you have just one element, let's say domain name or something like that, domain label, and that's an ASCII, and then obviously that can be internationalized, and we say that it's just for domain label, we just have an internationalized domain label. But in some cases, that may actually not be easily possible. So, for example, in the case of address, for example, we may not have an internationalized address, but maybe also the script of that address or the language of that address, in addition to just the address content itself. So just take one item at a time and see if we can have one-on-one relationship for those in which one-on-one relationship with ASCII to internationalize data is not possible, then what is the minimal addition we need to specify that clearly?
Okay, so again, just so that I understand, I mean, one of the questions that we have for ourselves written out in our charter is about whether or not there's supposed to be two copies of a data element, one in an internationalized form and one in, well, you know, probably U.S. ASCII, but if there is any kind of common language that's decided that things have to be in, whatever that turns out to be. And we also have another question about what is supposed to be the relationship between those data elements, if there are two. So you're suggesting that we should address those questions very early on and first, if we can?
No, actually, that's not what I meant. What I'm actually saying is that if we only had to store data in a local language, not in ASCII, would one particular field in the ASCII version translate or sort of map onto a single field in local language? Or is that going to be for a particular element, there will be more than one pieces of information which will be stored for internationalized versions? So I'm not talking, I guess I'm talking about mapping. I guess parallel is probably a wrong word there. So need to see whether there's one-to-one mapping possible for each element, or whether if that's not possible, what is the minimum possibility?
Okay, so we would have to have a requirement of the form, something either if the data is stored in a local form, then there needs to be a one-to-one mapping to a common form. And if not, we would specify what you would do in a situation where it would not be possible to do that. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Tim, this is Steve. If I could get into the queue.
Yes, Steve, go ahead.
Two thoughts on Samad's first question about where to start. Samad is suggesting we start with the EWG list of data elements. I propose something slightly different. I'll propose we start with the existing GTLD contracts, what the GTLD today are producing, as well as the registrars. So that's my reason for that is that set of data element is already part of the policy. It has community agreement. So we start tackling the internationalized requirement for those set of elements first. Once we've done that, we will see to incorporate any additional elements that could possibly in there, and one such candidate is the EWG. I read through the EWG elements. You know, I saw some of them do not have, you know, community consensus yet. For example, like jurisdiction information, you know, SMS information, those are traditionally today not part of the WHOIS output. So that's a first thought. Regarding the second thought, whether there should be a one-to-one mapping, this seems to me largely a policy question, really, to me. we tackled a bit on this in the original IRD working group, but we could not agree, right? And there's no consensus, and it's going to be tackled in the upcoming PDP. So I would suggest we articulate a requirement and provide that feedback to the PDP. Right. Two things.
So thank you, Steve. I agree with your second comment. You know, we do need to be careful to just specify what we believe are requirements, and then those will get fed into the next process, which is a PDP. So they'll seek to be evaluated. With respect to the second part, I guess I'm interested in the first thing that you said, Steve. I'm interested in what other people suggest. There are some differences between what's in the EWG report and what is done today. I don't think the differences are too dramatic, but perhaps we should take some time to, clearly identify where the differences exist. But how would folks like to deal with that difference? Should we start with the existing GTLD contract as a baseline? Should we start with the EWG as a baseline? Should we do something different? Comments from anyone?
This is Jody for the queue.
Jody, please go ahead.
I haven't seen the EWG yet, so I guess I'd like to be able to look at that before I make a decision. That's all that I'd like to propose there.
Well, that's certainly fair. don't want to make choices about something unseen. There are some interesting additions. I mean, I didn't look carefully at it, but I have gone down the list, and nothing jumped out at me except, like Steve said, he pointed out a couple things there. There are some jurisdiction elements that they want included in data, which are different. Things like that, though, there are a couple other things. But I don't think anything too dramatic. I mean, you know, there's pretty much a baseline, y'all. We all kind of know it has to be there. There's just some stuff around the edges that might have some debate about. So, well, we do have quite a collection of data elements at this point here. And we are going to have to figure out, I mean, it may be, I'm sorry, I'm thinking out loud here a little bit, and I'm rambling a little bit, and I apologize for that. Ideally, we can come up with a set of requirements which is not tied specifically to a certain list of specific elements. There may be things we have to say about certain specific elements, and I guess we'll see as we go through this and evaluate them. But ideally, we won't be tied to a particular list, which would be really good because the list is clearly going to evolve over time. So it would be nice if we could keep things just abstract enough to not be tied to what's existing today and what's going to come down the road. Okay. I'm trying to think about what's the most effective use of our time here today. I guess, again, the approach, now that we've got the charter settled, Steve, which we did agree to before you came on, so you can do what you need to do to format that and get that posted on the wiki. I think the approach that we've chosen so far is to take our list of data elements and, you know, to begin to look through them. Look at the two different sets, and I guess now we have three sets of data elements because we have the EWG report data elements, and begin to think about how we want to structure those in terms of, you know, what kinds of requirements that we might write. I think we've just put a step in front of that, which is to identify the differences between the EWG report and these other lists that we have. It would be nice to understand where the differences are, what the distinctions are, and we can take a look at whether that's going to matter to us or not. At the moment, I'm thinking that it's probably not a especially productive use of our time to sit here and go through those elements, especially considering we just got the EWG report. I think maybe we should all take as a, what I'm going to do is propose that we all take as a specific action to do a review of the data elements and a comparison between EWG and the others, and we come back. I'm also going to propose in 2 weeks that we not meet next week because it is the week of the ICANN meeting, and we use that time between now and in the next 2 weeks to review the data elements and come back prepared to talk about them.
Say, Steve, this is Jody. Just a couple of comments, if I may.
Yes, please, Jody, go ahead.
The three data elements that we're talking about, I'm just trying to get them clarified. We're talking about the data elements from the EWG on GTLD directory services. We're talking about ones from the RA agreements, is that right? And then elements from Steve's list that Steve has sent out the compilation that he has.
Right. The compilation I send is mostly GTLD elements.
Okay. And then we're talking about the elements that new GTLDs have signed are from the agreements that new GTLDs are signing right now. Is that right?
Yes. So in the document that I sent, it's a superset of all the elements today GTLD registries provide, and that include the GTLD elements.
Okay.
Yeah, the new GTLDs. Yes.
All right. Thanks for the clarification.
Okay. So, anyone object to my proposed action? We need to, I think everyone, we now each need to dig in and actually look at these elements and decide for ourselves, you know, how we want to organize them and how we want to structure our conversation so that we can come back in 2 weeks. Ideally, if we can, you know, send some stuff to the mailing list before 2 weeks from now. And so that we know that we have a baseline discussion that we can start to have about what to do. Anyone object?
No, sounds good to me. This is Takao.
Thank you, Takao. And actually, Takao, I did not have you on the attendance list here. So thank you for speaking up. That means we have everyone but Edmund. Okay. So with that, let's not meet next week. Anyone object to not meeting next week during the ICANN week? Okay, and let me do a little tangent here. Who is going to be next week? Who will be present at in Buenos Aires? I mean, I'll be there. Anyone else? Okay.
Then I'll be there.
And Steve will be there? Okay, well, all right, it's unfortunate. I was kind of hoping if anyone else was going to be there, it would be an opportunity to perhaps find some time together. So we do have a request from Noki to push our meetings back an hour, and it didn't look like anyone objected on the mailing list, but since we're all here, let me ask the question. Anyone object to pushing our meetings back an hour?
Actually, I think it's me. This is Takao asked for it. No?
Oh, Takao asked for it. Oh, okay.
Yep. He's in Japan. I'm in West Coast, so.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, as long as no one objects, then we'll move our meetings to 9 o'clock on Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. I guess it becomes 1400 UTC, right, Steve?
Yes, 1400 to 1500.
No. It must be moving 13 to 1400.
Okay.
It needs to be at 2 o'clock for the meeting to be at 5, for the meeting to be at 9 o'clock for me.
Right, so it's 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, so we're moving the meeting from 1300 to 1400 UTC.
Okay, right.
And we'll meet again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think that's it for now then. Please just do a data element review of all of the lists that we have. And begin and dig in and have our first real conversation in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
I would say that we're adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.